underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants. I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. Jack left town.
I can use Kung Fu for about 3 months.
Because if this one doesn't scare you, you're already dead. From the gates of hell, they have finally come.
Chartreuse! The only liquor so good they need the color after it.
I'm telling you straight. It's my way or the highway. So anybody wants to walk, do it now.
You kids shouldn't play so rough. Somebody's gonna start crying.
We've got entirely too many troublemakers here.
They use the satanic power of their bodies to turn men and women into their bloodstains.
I will never forgive your ass for this shit. This is a fucked up Republican shit.
Bruce Lee is gone. From the gates of hell, they have finally come.
Never underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Oh, my poor darling. Can you forgive me for having brought you to this terrible place?
Of course, Mom.
Are you gonna bark all day, little doggy? Or are you gonna bite?
We're back with a new show, Dana, and it's been a little bit.
How many weeks has it been?
I don't know. Weeks.
It's been too many because we forgot how to do these shows now.
Yeah. But I guess I'll talk about a couple of movies that I watched. I don't know if Dana watched very many of much of them.
It's like this last thing you watched. I doubt it very highly.
Let me start off with All Cheerleaders Must Die. This is a remake of a movie that Lucky Key made in like 10 years ago. And he remade
it. And it's definitely not like any Lucky McKee movie I've ever seen.
No. It was a lot different than I thought. I thought maybe it was going to be some kind of torture thing. But you got cheerleaders and some jocks. And this girl is, I don't know, she's kind of infiltrating it, trying to break up this girl. And she's like, I guess she's a lesbian because she breaks up the main jock and his girlfriend, and she's making out with her. And at some point, they get all the cheerleaders and the jocks get in a fight, and they chase them, and they run them off the road, and they all die. But the lesbian has a lesbian, a Wicca chick, girl, ex-girlfriend, and she brings them all back alive, but now they crave blood and stuff, and then, you know, it goes on from there. I won't give
any
more.
They're like zombie vampires.
They're like, and then they also have, like, stones in them, and they can feel pleasure and pain from each other.
Yeah, like one's having sex, and all the rest of them have orgasms.
Right. So I would say it was different than I expected, and I wouldn't say I would want to watch. I'm not going to watch it again, but it wasn't bad for a watch. But Dana, I'm pretty sure she didn't like it at all.
Well, normally I like Lucky McKee's movies because they're usually a little bizarre and not standard.
I don't know. I don't know if he directed this one or he just co-wrote it.
He may have
co-directed it. I don't know, but it's not like May or anything like that.
See, May was good.
Yeah, May's good, but it's something I don't watch a whole lot.
I actually own that one on DVD.
That was one of the first movies I kind of I downloaded it and watched it on my big old computer monitor one time.
What was it, a big old CRT monitor?
Yeah, it was that big 19, or, not, no. Yeah, I think it was 19-inch CRT. It was like,
I don't like having to carry those things around.
No, 150 pounds, I think. It was gigantic. But anyway, it was decent, so, you know, if it's on Netflix in the future, you can watch that. The next one I watched recently was a new one called Plus One. That was that one I watched yesterday about the big party and stuff.
I don't think I watched Harley.
But you heard it.
Yeah, I was baking a cake.
I mean, this is so stereotypical kind of thing.
It was the sci-fi.
Kind of. But take the sci-fi out of it. Basically, this guy, he goes to see his girlfriend, some kind of fencing thing, and for some reason he kisses this girl, and she sees him, and she breaks up with him. I never understood why he kissed a girl.
He just did it, and they're running reasons.
I thought the girl, he mistaked this girl for his girlfriend, and then she turned around and kissed him, and then he got caught, but I don't know why, because the rest of the time all he did was say how sorry he was. I was like, if I didn't do it on purpose, I'm not going to apologize, but... And he was just begging like a bitch.
Well, how do you accidentally kiss someone?
No, if some girl kisses you, I mean, what are you supposed to do?
Kill both of them?
All right. But
don't get any ideas out of your heads.
But anyway, he has like a Indian buddy. I guess they're in college, and he's rich, and like the whole house has got all these Christmas lights on it, and they're having a big ass crazy party inside. Chicks in bikinis. They're playing fireball badminton or tennis because they have a ball on fire and they're hitting it back.
I didn't see that.
And like they're having back in the backyard, they go out and have this big stage where these two girls do a striptease with glow sticks around their bellies. And, I mean, it's all kinds of craziness now. Also into this, at some point a meteor or something crashes and it shoots off these waves that go on the electricity wiring, and it kind of goes from place to place, and it goes to this house, and basically it causes some kind of time disturbance where it creates doubles of everybody, but they're like offset by 30 minutes or something. So, you know, the guy tries to replay history because he wants to get his girlfriend to take him back, and he talks to her once, and then he blows it, and she gets more pissed off at him. So he tries it again, knowing what to say this time, and that kind of
like the butterfly
thing. Yeah, he kind of makes it better. But I this one was definitely a one watch because it's a one trick pony, and it's just not. It's just the main character does some weird stuff, and I won't go into any kind of detail, but if you watch the movie, you'll see what this character does, and it's a happy ending. It's really, I don't know, but anyway, so you can watch that if you like, but I wouldn't go out of my way.
I had never heard of it. Steve comes up with these movies. I don't even know what they are.
And that's a recent movie. It got released recently. And then,
did it get released at theaters?
Oh, fuck no. No.
Well, okay, I thought.
VOD! Or something.
Video on demand.
Lastly, we watched a movie, a low-budget slasher from the makers of Bloody Homecoming, which I didn't really care for either.
I hated that one.
This one was Varsity Blood, baby.
I didn't care for that.
It's got one of the stupidest looking killers. Anyway, he's just like a Indian chief, but he has like a weird face. It's not an Indian. It's not a human face. It's like a...
It looks like a
totem pole face.
Yeah, it looks like, you know...
A wooden face.
Those masks they have from other countries that they yes. put on. It look like something.
Well, yeah, like a Indian... Something. Like a Mexican mask or... And he has a tomahawk, and apparently he's going around killing these group of teenagers because the principal's daughter got killed in a cheerleading accident, basically.
How that happens, I don't know.
Because they were drinking, and they threw her up in the air, and she fell back and hit her head.
Yeah, but that's what I was trying to figure out. Did she hit the back of her head on top?
She looked like she hit grass, so she must have a soft head.
That soft spot didn't grow together.
And then there's one kid that kind of went nuts, and they put him in a nut house, and then he escapes.
Was he an Indian or something?
No.
They called him Ben Youngblood or something.
Well, that was his last name, yeah. So, So they get kind of, they have parties and doing drugs and all kinds of stuff.
This one guy keeps doing cocaine.
And this ugly chick gets, she's the only one that takes her top off, and she's this horse face.
I wouldn't call her ugly. She just looked like she was strung out on drugs.
Well, she wasn't attractive to me. Let me just say that. Plus, when she took her top off, she's supposed to be in high school or something, and she has like belly tattoos. It's like, look, like somebody wrote a goddamn paragraph on her belly.
And Debbie Rashawn's on this.
Yeah.
For a short time.
She's in like 3 scenes in this movie, which, you know, and then. And one character, I'm not going to say which one, is really horrendous. He's acting skills. He just, like, says the words, and it doesn't seem like there's any feeling or emotion behind it. And I just, like...
Cardboard. Cookie.
Yes.
Cookie.
So, there's some gore in this, like a bunch of stuff to the head and stuff like that, and some beheadings. I mean, I'm sorry.
Very fake looking.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know how to, you know, there's a lot of, you can go back and watch a bunch of other movies, but there was, I mean, and those, some of those movies are bad, but there's a lot of them that have decent characters that are not all weirdos.
They're
and assholes.
All bad.
And not, some of them are likable, and this one had, you know, not everybody was dislikable.
I didn't like nobody in this movie.
Well, I didn't think...
If they wasn't whiny and stuff, then they were just those stereotypical...
The final girl and her friend guy was fine. He wouldn't... They were not... they were the only two that were not... they were likable.
They were too goody-goody. You can go... Too bad.
Well,
you
I don't...
Be too goody-goody.
I don't know. I wouldn't say... But anyway, and it's not a good movie, in my opinion, to watch, so... If you want to check it out, check it out. But nothing major there.
You're not missing anything. If you
no.
Want to watch it.
No. And we got ordered Dana the Graduation Day Blu-ray.
The 4K transfer.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Well, I mean, I have to wonder why Vinegar Syndrome wanted to put a 4K transfer of Graduation Day of all the movies you could do that to. But, you know, I'm still excited about seeing it. I'm still excited about, seeing the Prom Night Blu-ray, which I'm going to buy myself. But.
And I got Vinegar Syndrome in Search of Bigfoot and Cry Wilderness or something. I don't know.
I kind of want to watch those with Steve, so.
Damn, I was right. It is Cry Wilderness.
Well, you're awesome, Steve.
Also watched off of the, I bought one of these... 6-pack volume 2 from Code Red. They, you know, 6 movies on 2 DVDs.
What did you get from Diabolic DVD? Because I thought you got something.
That one.
Oh.
The Bigfoot movie.
You just said Vinegar Syndrome.
That is from Vinegar Syndrome. Make it. I got it from Diabolic.
They made it, but Diabolic.
But this one's got a bunch of sex comedies on it, and, it's got one giallo called Murder Clinic, which...
Is that one you were watching?
Yeah. It's okay. They say everything. All new 6x9 transfers. No, this ain't 6x9. So, it's, 4x3 or whatever you want to call it. So, it didn't really pan.
Wow.
But it might have scanned. But it's okay. It wasn't nothing... It was interesting. I've never heard of that one before.
I've heard of that Murder Clinic before, actually, I think.
But it was okay and decent. But, I mean, it's got...
Steve told me they might be porn.
Yeah, I don't know, though. I mean, some of these are pretty...
I thought maybe it's softcore, but...
You got the Swinging Swappers. And you got Swap Meet at the Love Shack. Love Shack, baby!
Oh, gosh. Now we got to sing it.
And then you got the Swinging Stewardesses.
You're going to have to find the B-52 song,
yes.
Love Shack, and put on the show.
Tin Roof Rustin. And The Loners, which is some kind of biker movie with Dean Stockwell. And then last but not least is Naughty Schoolgirls.
Well, Steve will like that real well.
They learned fast. Yeah, and then the back has some really interesting pictures of, like...
Naked people.
Doggy style. and some tongues up there.
Oh, that would be it. Yeah.
And then stuff. But anyway, I couldn't resist. This pack is the only one that had something like a Jalo in it, so I thought, I'll just get that.
He got it because there's a bunch of nudie stuff.
Nudies. And we still got Blood Moon on Blu-ray that we haven't watched.
That's right. So, why haven't we watched that?
And it's been sitting in that pile, and it got lost in the translation.
Lost in the sea of DVDs and Blu-rays that Steve's been getting in.
Well, I think the only thing really I got mainstream was the Lord of the Rings original trilogy, the extended Blu-rays for like, I got for $32.
Steve's making Linnea scratch.
Linnea's a baby dog. Oh, mama, mama.
You gonna leave that in?
Yeah, because I ain't editing.
Steve that edits nothing. He's no edit Steve.
One take Steve. So, we'll do Bloody Moon tomorrow and probably find some older stuff.
You know what we need to do, since this is my 20th class reunion, we need to, like, do something special for it. Oh, you know what we need to do? We need to do, like, maybe not for this, because you'll send in this show to Wes before we can do anything else. But anyway, we need to watch Class Reunion Massacre or The Redeemer and do a commentary for it.
We didn't
do a commentary.
We'll do a commentary, but not in the next little bit.
Steve knows I like commentaries. They're fun, but he doesn't want
to. Well, one thing we're going to do in the probably next weekend is watch Dazed and Confused. I haven't watched it this summer, so that's one movie.
Is that a typical summer movie?
Yeah, I love Dazed and Confused, and I haven't watched it in a while. I watched
Matthew McConaughey. Even though not his real one of his sexier roles.
I think he was still in college when he did that movie.
Really?
But anyway, I'm just thinking. So, we'll be back with some more movies. Maybe Bloody Moon. Maybe Bloody Sunrise. Or Bloody Mary. I don't know.
No Bloody Mary.
All right.
This country is bounded by people who were in the aliens, man. George Washington, man. He was in a cult. And the cult was in the aliens, man. You didn't know that?
No.
Oh, man, they were way into that type of stuff, man. Getting air from there, man. It's no good.
It was the last day of school.
Miss Crawford.
I was thinking that maybe you and I can get together over the summer. I mean, it'll be legal. I mean, we can make it.
It was the first day of summer vacation.
You guys know anything about a party here tonight?
No, sir.
It was a time they will never forget.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak.
I thought he was cute.
Oh, that's this.
You thought he was cute?
Do you realize when he graduated, we were like 3 years old?
If only they could remember it.
Okay.
So you're not going to go to law school? What do you want to do then?
I want to dance.
You going to be quarterback next year?
I don't know. I might not even play.
You're in need of a serious attitude adjustment, young man.
Super dominant male in a 50s greaser uniform.
That's what I love about these high school girls, man. I get older, they stay the same age.
The 50s were boring. The 60s rocked. The 70s, oh my God, they obviously suck.
Dazed and Confused. See it with a bud.
Behind every good man, there's a woman. And that woman was Martha Washington, man. And every day George would come home, she'd have a big fat bowl waiting for him, man, when he'd come in the door, man. She was a hip lady, man.
Gosh, Crystal, you sure are ugly.
Whoa, that's a full rainbow. All the way. Double rainbow.
We're back.
Hello.
Oh, so it's been a little bit. We've been busy.
have we? Well, yeah, I guess the last 2 weekends we've been busy.
So, see what we watched.
See, I can't remember.
We watched a movie earlier tonight, the Baby Doll Murders, right?
That was pretty good. It's pretty decent. It had John Saxon on it.
It was okay. It's from like 93. Yeah. Somebody's killing random women.
Topless women.
Yeah, and it was like one of them was an older lady got topless in the shower, and I was like, oh my God. Somebody's grandma.
I guess I missed
Yeah, you missed that one.
Okay. Maybe I was talking to my mom then.
But it was okay, but I don't know. It just didn't. Oh my goodness.
Lanae is talking to us.
But then we watched the brand new Leprechaun movie, Leprechaun Origins. What'd you think, Dana?
I didn't care for that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was kind of.
I mean, it wasn't even fun. At least that baby doll murders was.
That was fun?
It was more. I mean, it wasn't really a slasher per se, but it was more like a.
Yeah.
Slasher and had a twist in it.
Right. So, yeah, there was I guess four young adults are in Ireland.
Why were they in Ireland?
I don't know, on vacation, and the chick was writing a paper about Irish history. They end up in this very small village, and then this guy overhears them and says, you want to learn about history? I can take you to the Stone of the Gods or some crap, and then he takes them, and it's a very strange, you know, then they're getting attacked by this leprechaun, which is a creature-looking thing.
I told Steve, I said, it looked like those creatures on The Descent.
Except the midget Descent.
Well, yeah, Steve was saying that Hornswoggle.
Yeah, there's no, I mean, they act like it's a big deal that Hornswoggle's in this movie.
And you don't even know it's him.
No, it could be anybody in there. And it's just like, you know.
Anybody could get in that suit and snarl and growl.
Yeah. And then they do some kind of weird little thing with the camera, so it's a little fuzzy around the edges. And I don't know, is that to take away from the crappy costume? Or, they think, they use that so much in this movie, it's just ridiculous.
What was it? What I was talking about? How he saw other people?
Well, no, that was also he's got leprechaun vision, which is like like predator vision, except lamer.
Yeah, it was pretty shitty.
And then every time you see the leprechaun, there's like fuzziness around his face and stuff. I mean,
it was sort of like
distorted,
smeared.
Smeared, and I mean, it just that's there just to. I don't know why it's there. It's there to.
So probably, like you said, to distract you from how crappy it is.
I don't know. And there's some gore in here that's decent and stuff like that, but it's just not something you would ever want to watch again.
But I will say, at least what I saw of the young adults on here, that they weren't those real obnoxious pain in the ass people that irritate you. They said fuck a lot, but they didn't, you know.
If I was getting chased by a fucking leprechaun, I can't. I would be saying fuck every 5 seconds.
I'm sure I would too, but I mean, I didn't find them just annoying where you wanted to see them get killed real quickly.
There's just no enjoyment, and I mean, it's okay.
But it wasn't a good movie.
No. I was thinking even about, you probably don't like that Night of the Demons remake much. But
I hate that Night of the Demons remake.
Okay.
For multiple reasons.
I know.
There's one big reason. Yeah.
But anyway, I'm just saying, I thought the movie was cool. It definitely not as good as the original, but it had a sense of fun in it to a degree that...
Are we talking about the Leprechaun
movie? No, I'm talking about the Night of Demons remake.
I was like, wait a minute.
Night of Demons is awesome looking. I still haven't watched the Blu-ray. I'm going to watch it this Halloween, though.
I forget, though. Did Kevin Tenney direct the remake, or did he have anything to do with it?
He kind of produced it a little bit.
Oh, okay. So he gave money for it.
Well, I don't know if he gave money. I don't know his involvement, but, I mean, it was his blessing to do the remake, and he wanted to do another one on his own.
And I had the utmost respect for Kevin Tenney, and he's a nice guy. I've met him. I have nothing to... bad to say about Kevin Tenney, but that remake, I just do not care for it at all.
I mean, I don't...
I tried to watch it.
I liked it a little bit, not as much. I don't want to.
Actually, that was one of the first movies we watched, like when our relationship was starting, when Steve and I started dating.
So it started on shaky foundation.
I guess, I don't know.
Well, but I mean, I'm just saying that that movie had even then, that movie had a little sense of fun to it. But I mean, this one is. I mean, every movie don't have to have that, but this one just didn't. Especially the previous Leprechaun movies, which are so over the top, it's not. I mean, I'm not. I don't have any of those movies on anything. I don't like. I mean, but I used to watch them when they were on TV.
I think I have. It seems like I have the first two or first three or something like. How many of them are there? There's a whole bunch.
I think there's five or six.
Oh, okay.
And then.
I don't have Leprechaun in the Hood.
He goes back to the Hood.
Yeah, and back to the Hood.
He goes to space.
See, I don't, those are the later ones.
So, all those are coming out on Blu-ray for $20, including this new one. So,
which, I would almost consider getting that. Not for this new one, but for the other one.
I mean, for that all. And
for
plus,
$20.
Did you also hear that all the Saw movies are coming on Blu-ray in a set for $20? Or $30?
Okay.
But I'm not saying, I'm just saying it. I don't want it.
I'm just saying, what I'll say about the Saw movies, the first Saw movie was good, but it was a novelty. There was no reason to make
seven or five or whatever.
However many they made after
six
that.
Or something.
Because I was like, after the first one was done, I was like, well, that was cool, but it's not something that you can repeat except for these stupid people that keep going back to the movies and keep giving them their money.
Well, they're actually going to re-release Saw in some theaters this Halloween. The original.
The original Saw?
Yeah.
Well, that's the other thing. Once you've seen how it ends, what's the point? You know, that's one of the rare movies that there's really no point in watching it again.
Well, you could say that about a lot of different, like, Giallos.
Well, yeah, I guess, but...
And another...
But with Giallos, there's so much,
Psycho, once you see that again, once you see that, you know what's going to happen.
Yeah, but there's artistic creativity
in that
kind of stuff. You can almost go back. Can you go back and see something like Suspiria or something like that, or Deep Red?
That's not a... I mean, there's a reveal in Suspiria, but it's not really a mystery.
Well, okay, well, Deep Red. Can't
yes,
you go
of course
back
I do.
Watch Deep Red and see something new every time? Because I can.
I mean, of course, I love Deep Red. It's one of my favorite movies. So, I mean, I'm just talking. I'm just giving things out. There's a lot of movies that... But I'm not going to be watching Leprechaun Origins again.
I don't think I will be either.
So, we got some new movies in. We got...
Legend
of
the
Hell
House.
House
which
Blu-ray.
Is
going
to make me wait till Halloween to watch it. I love that movie.
I don't know. I just, if I watch it now, I'm not going to want to watch it again.
And what else did you get in?
That's about it.
We didn't watch Bloody Moon yet.
Yeah, Bloody Moon.
We watched that a while back.
We'll watch that in the next couple, you know,
and
next.
Steve's getting me the 4K transfer of Graduation Day, which is miraculously coming out a lot earlier than we thought.
Yeah, Diabolic DVD, once again, is doing breaking the street date, so we're going to get it, I think,
you didn't hear that from me.
No, I mean, God bless them.
Yeah, I didn't know that's where you were getting it from.
It was the cheapest option.
Oh, okay.
So, but anyway.
But I still have to wonder why, of all the movies... I'm not saying Graduation Day is a bad slasher movie. I like it a lot. But why would you pick that one to do a 4K transfer?
Wes was talking about getting one of the guys from Vinegar Syndrome on the show. And that would be one question I want to know. Is like, why is that getting a 4K? And
yeah.
Or is that just what you're going to do? Is that just because maybe the... Because
Vinegar Syndrome put it out, right?
Maybe they got... That they got so the elements were so good that that's what they could do. I mean, they're doing
it. And they maybe wanted to see what they could do.
The transfer for Raw Force looks awesome with the, it looks better than anything, because all I have is, what we have now is a VHS rip, and it looks horrible. And
there is a DVD of Graduation Day that Troma put out, but
well, there
you
it's go.
Not way near a 4K transfer, you know.
Right.
Not,
well, me and Wes talked about this a little on the show. I was telling you about Synapsis is putting out regular editions of Demons 1 and 2. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that? After a year of... Now, the thing is,
well,
these are just bare-bone releases.
Yeah,
they do not have any of the extras.
But, still, it's either, you know, you could get that and have the movie in pristine condition and pay significantly less.
Like $18.
Yeah.
Without shipping, so.
It's under $20. Or you could have gotten the, what were they, 50
50,
or close?
45, but really.
Close, yeah, you might as well have said 50 by the time all was said and done. And, but I don't think anybody was cheated, because what did you say they said? They didn't have any plans to do it.
Yeah.
But that didn't mean that they weren't going to do it.
I mean, I'm not, this is not like the case where I'm like super pissed, but it just kind of, it just kind of like ponders, makes me ponder, you know.
Well, at least,
but it's a business, and I can't fault anybody for trying to make money.
At least Synapse is not doing what Code Red does, jerking stuff off of their site. And
no.
Then all of a sudden, but oh, we found some more. Here's some more.
Or selling it on eBay themselves for $5 more.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
you know, at least Don May's got more integrity than to.
Oh, well,
to do
I think
that.
Anybody's got. I think it's just a shame that we got a madman who's got some of these movies that I want. And they're talking about a Blu-ray of something else. I can't remember what it was that they may put out, and it's only going to be coming from them, so you have to work with them. Of course, I think the Vinegar Syndrome also is going to be releasing Mad Men on Blu-ray, so. You know,
that'll
right there
be
is better news. So,
you think they'll put the stuff that was on that one edition that had the
I don't
Dead
know.
Pits stuff on there?
It depends if they bought those extras from them.
Oh, yeah, I guess
so. Who knows?
Because unfortunately, I didn't buy that release, and I wanted to.
I got it, so we got it.
Oh, Steve's got it. Okay, well, Steve's
But the
it.
Thing was that the main gripe of that was they took the blue out tint. And now it looks kind of yellowish or orange. So they took the tint out of the night scent stuff, and it looks strange.
Didn't they complain about the Halloween
yes.
release that came out? Didn't they take blue tint out of it or some
yes.
tint?
Yes. The 35,
and,
the one in the little digibook.
And I'm sorry, but I thought Halloween looked about the best I've ever seen it. Blue tint or no, but like people like Wes was saying, it looks shitty, you know. So
yeah,
I guess there's no accounting for taste, is there?
I don't know. I haven't watched it. I've only seen I watched Halloween one time during October, and it.
Have you watched the version that I've got?
No, we went to the drive-in and saw it. Last October, so
we did, and we rode the bus with Freddy Krueger.
We ain't doing that no more. That was lame as shit.
I didn't think it was lame.
You can go by yourself.
I want to go by myself.
Well, I don't want to go either. I don't want to go again because I just thought it was lame. We're walking around the woods with some kid talking, and it's like, dude.
Well, that one thing made both of us jump when that person with the mask on was beating on that car.
Yeah, I mean, that stuff's scary, but there's no lighting out there, and it's just like in the middle of the woods.
I agree, they could have done it better, and somebody could have got hurt out there.
I mean, yeah, you could just, I mean, I don't know.
Because it was like walking in the woods outside my parents' house.
I mean, it's dark out there, and they're just leading you through this thing, and there's no really, people are like, where the hell are we going? Because there's no...
There was no path, really?
No. I mean, some areas were better than others, but they had these trucks out there, these big semis.
But to me,
I
thought that could be a liability, because if somebody
fuck
slipped
yeah.
in a hole and broke their ankle or something like that,
but, yeah.
fell down an embankment or whatever.
But, yeah, I'm not interested in going back. I'll go to the drive-in in October,
yeah,
but not for that.
We're planning on going to the drive-in.
Plus, the Fright Night's going to come, so maybe they'll have some kind of event at the drive-in.
Are we going to Fright Night?
No, I don't think so. If we do, it'll be for a day. I ain't going to spend all my weekend.
Well, is any of our buddies going?
Nobody knows yet.
Oh.
It's all up in the air. Also, we want to talk about, we're going to have a contest, Dana.
We are
going to
have a contest.
Because magically, I got a copy.
And we just hope Steve didn't get charged
for it. Yeah, well, if I did, it was 5 months ago. I ordered I got my copy for Dana of Miss 45 from Draft House Films on Blu-ray.
And I lost my shit when I got that because I didn't know I was going
to
get it.
Oh, well, guess what?
I had no idea.
I got another package in. I was like, "What the hell is this?" And it was
because I told Steve. I said, "You got a package."
Even on the paperwork, it said March something. So we're gonna have some type of contest in the next little bit, next couple weeks.
Where you can win your very own copy of that.
Yeah, win your own free copy of, and I'll actually pay for the shipping. I don't know, but you get you an unopened copy of Miss 45 on Blu-ray disc.
And Steve has not watched it, but I have, and I will say it looks awesome.
Right, I want to watch it, but I mean,
and it's got some awesome extras on it.
Yeah.
Or in my opinion, they were.
So, it is a wild movie, so I definitely think everybody should watch it. So
wild that last year for Halloween, I dressed as the main character off of there.
So we'll have to figure out some kind of contest, or maybe we'll just have to get people and then get their names and draw them out a hat.
Steve's Ford hat
I'll
draw them out.
This will be available for only people in the continental United States.
Is Wes wanting to enter?
I told him he could. He won't win, but he could.
He can enter, but he won't win.
Yeah. But I think we'll go ahead and take a break and pick something else from the collection and watch
it. Steve and Dana collection.
Also, yeah. Also, we're going to have a new commentary up in the week after this.
We are?
Yeah, for the summer movie I want to watch.
Oh.
So, okay.
It's a surprise.
Well, we'll announce it maybe later, but if we don't, it's a surprise.
It's secret right now.
Yeah. So, we'll be back after this.
If you're gonna ask, why is this, why is that? It's up to you. And if you want to know just why the flowers grow, that's okay too. But if you're gonna ask me why I love you like I do, I don't think I can explain. Got no words to say it. Really rather play it out with you. Only know the feeling, chemistry revealing this simple truth. Should you feel it too? Let your feelings through. Love, get a grip on us too. Don't need words to know. Don't need words to know how I feel about you. Don't need words. Does his magic, thrills you with a slick trick you never know. Just how he makes it happen, find yourself just clapping and feeling good. Should the magic get you high, no need to wonder why. Come with me together, let's count all the stars in the sky. don't need words to know how I feel about you. Don't need words. Don't need words.
We interrupt this program to bring you the following special announcement. The world's first horror head transplant has failed, and 5 brain donors have died in the experiment. Now you can see it all at your local theater in Beast of Blood. And on the same show, Curse of the Vampires, both brand new in gory color. You'll see a mad fiend transplant human heads in the Cave of Horrors and encounter stunning, screaming, shocking terror as it lives. A monster's head detached from its body, causing savage and inhuman destruction. More fantastic than science, more shocking than fantasy, the creature without a head, controlled by an insane artificial brain, Beast of Blood. Don't miss Beast of Blood and Curse of the Vampires, both rated GP.
Hello, Dana.
Hi, Steve.
So, kind of pick up what we watched recently.
What's a sex documentary?
Sexual Freedom in Denmark, Dana, from 1970.
Yeah, and it was definitely 70-ish.
There was a lot of hair, and
not on their head.
It started off slowly as far as nudity, and it ramped itself up.
And then Steve lost all his shit somewhere.
Well, they kept on. Then they started showing penises.
They had syphilis.
Yeah, well, then they had this penis on a table and showing like a syphilis sore or something. And
trying to show you what happens if you're not careful with who your sexual partner.
Yeah, well, it was scary. Then they were showing different sexual positions and stuff. And then they showed like 2 births, one baby normal and one baby that was coming out backwards.
It's a breech birth.
And the damn thing had a cord around its neck.
Yeah, it was bad. But they got the baby out and got the baby breathing and all that. So it was all good.
Yeah, it's all good.
Steve was, oh my God! Especially when they showed the penis with syphilis.
Dana said she liked that penis. She didn't.
No, I didn't.
She wanted that penis.
I just heard Steve scream, oh my God, and I didn't know what was going on. I came in here, there was a big penis on the screen.
It was not good.
And I don't know what the heck this
is. It looks like something's going to be deleted.
Yeah, it looks weird.
Trying to remember anything else. I can't remember. I watched a movie last night, Dragon Missile. Dragon Missiles.
Where was I during
that? He was in yonder.
Oh.
It was about, it's a Shaw Brothers movie.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that's what that was called.
Okay. And this guy has some weird weapons. They're like boomerangs with blades on them. It reminds me of Master of the Flying Guillotine a lot. But these boomerang blade things will go around and like chop heads off and... And he was working
he
for...
He chopped a lot of heads off.
Yeah, it's really weird because, like, he's the star of the movie and he's working for the bad guy. And he does all the... Everything that the bad guy says. So, I don't know. But it was decent. I saw this was on El Rey, so I wanted to see what it was about. El Rey bought all the rights to all the Shaw Brothers movies to show on their network, which is cool.
Because Steve likes Shaw Brothers movies. And I could have sworn that one of the guys off the Venoms movies was in this, but Steve says no.
I mean, I don't know how in the hell you would tell, but they didn't look familiar. So I can't say 100%, but I would say for a good chance to know that he was not in it. So then last night we watched a movie that's out on Raro Blu-ray. It's Night of the Devils.
Steve had never watched all the way through until last night.
Yeah, I mean, I kept on trying, and it was like, I Dana or something would happen, it would distract me, and when I go back to it, I have no clue what's going on, so I said, screw it.
I would distract you.
Well, in the past, I mean, you would start this movie, and maybe you would come in here and start talking, and I'd look, next thing I look back, it was like, what the hell's going on now? So, this movie is kind of cool. They find this guy running around, he's kind of got amnesia, and, we see him, I guess he's regaining his memory. He's driving around. He gets kind of, his car breaks down, and he keeps on asking people to fix his car.
He talks about his car for 30 minutes.
Hey, this is my car. You know what this rock, this rock reminds me of my car.
Women remind me of my car. Everything.
And so he ends up running into this family that lives in this wooded area, and they
live in a village.
Well, they live in the country. The village is not near them, really. So then they're burying one of their own. And I don't know what this old lady was. Was she a witch or something?
You said she was.
Was a Stukfocker or whatever the hell they called them.
I don't know.
They're kind of like vampires. And
she just went around going, hee
hee. Well, that sounds like a witch, don't it? Mm-hmm. So basically, it's about kind of like vampires, but you know, it's they don't have teeth, and that was creepy, and it looked decent. So I mean, if you're interested, you could get it, but I'm just not. I think after seeing it once, I'm good, but it was all right, and that leads us up to today. I just finished up watching The Captive with Ryan Reynolds, Rosario Dawson.
Let me say this. Sleepwalks through every freaking movie he's in. That guy cannot act. Rosario Dawson was probably the best person in this film. Then he had this guy that Steve said he's not as old as he looks on this movie, but he reminded me of Mr. Howell from Gilligan's Island. He was trying to act like a rich person.
He's one of the dudes. He's the rat guy on The Strand.
I thought that was called The Strain.
Strain, whatever.
You're calling it like The Strand, like the theater that...
Yeah, whatever. But
Hey and Uncle Bill went to.
But anyway, it's weird. It's out of order. I don't know why they think that's cool to do. It's very.
These are all trying to be like Tarantino.
And this is one of those Canadian films, so it's kind of like you don't even think. And I think, thank God I turned it down. The audio on it was so damn low, I had to turn my thing up almost to the limits just to get it decent sounding. But, you know, it's a Canadian movie, so I don't know what the deal was. It's brand new. It just came out. I don't know. The gist of it, even though it's out of order in the movie, is that Ryan Reynolds has his daughter in the, you know, she's in his truck, and she's laying down in the back of the, it's like a four-door truck, so she's laying back, and he goes in to get a pie for, dinner or whatever. When he comes back, she's gone. So she's missing for 6 years. We find out that she's been held captive by this pedophile ring, which, as far as I know, they didn't show or insinuated any that she was molested in any way, mm-hmm. but they're using her to chat with other little girls to lure them away so they can get them. It's just a very strange, it's a very strange movie.
It's boring.
Well, I mean, until near the end, Ronald Reynolds is kind of like, I mean, it's more of an ensemble piece. It's not like he's the main star. Scott Speedman's in it. I mean, the chick from the Killing TV show's in it.
Oh, that Speedman guy's in it, too? Scott no wonder this thing was awful.
But, I mean, it's just, it feels like a TV movie, kind of. I don't even think there was any cussing in it. I don't remember any cussing, so I don't know what the deal is with it. I mean, it's just very, I would say mediocre, at the best, but I thought I'd figure out and watch it. So I guess I'm going to take a break and watch something else.
I want to talk about what I watched.
No!
Yes, I had to
All right, we'll be back after this. Here we go. Here's a laundry list.
No, this is not a laundry list. This is one movie that I watched.
Oh, is it you going to talk about Deadly Intentions?
Yes, I'm going to talk about Deadly Intentions. I will talk briefly about the other movie that I saw, that Fatal Love movie. You didn't watch it with me.
Okay.
Okay, I'll talk real quick about Fatal Love. Fatal Love is a later, like a 91 or 92 movie that had Molly Ringwald in it, and it's based on a real girl that, or a real young woman that got AIDS from a...
Monkey.
No, from a bisexual bartender that she met when she was like 16 years old, and then...
What's she doing messing around with a bartender at 16 years old?
I don't know. I don't know what she was doing at Studio 54 at 16 years old, but she lived in New York, and I don't know what the deal was. But anyway, she ends up contracting AIDS from him, and it tells about all the struggles she went through to become one of these AIDS advocates, and she would go to schools and talk about her life and stuff like that. But that wasn't the main movie I was going to talk about. The main movie I was going to talk about is...
Fresh Horses!
No, I ain't watched Fresh Horses yet. Steve got me a copy of that, so I am going to watch that eventually. But, no, this is a... I guess it was a mini-series from 1985. I'd forgotten and didn't remember that it was a mini-series or remember that it was that long until I actually tried to watch it again. You can watch this on YouTube, but I'll warn you, the quality is really, really bad, and this movie has never come out on DVD at any time. I think there were VHS copies floating around. If you can find one on eBay that doesn't cost an arm and a leg, you might try to pick that up. But otherwise, you're going to be watching crappy quality on YouTube because that's all anybody's got. So I watched this, and this is about a doctor who, back in the 70s, he terrorized his wife until she just ran off and left him, and he basically told her if she ever tried to run from him, he'd kill her.
That's what I told Dana.
No, he didn't. So he comes back after her and finds out that she's living with her parents and tries to, you know, he's planning on killing her and taking back their kid, kidnapping their kid, but the cops end up getting him, and the goes to trial, and he was only put away in prison for, I think, 6.5 years. Attempted murder, and he only got 6.5 years and got back out. And when he got back out, he started terrorizing his next wife. And I don't think he ever went back to prison or anything, and I heard that he was still doctoring at like a veterans hospital, which is just blows my mind. The guy's name in the movie was Charles Rayner, but that's not his real name evidently, and Steve's probably gonna laugh. The doctor's real name is Patrick Henry.
Because
that's a historical name. I think there was somebody named Patrick Henry.
Okay.
In history, way back in history.
Did you hear about the identity of Jack the Ripper has been finally revealed?
Was it a woman?
No.
Okay.
They had DNA of one of the murder... they found like a... they had a Shaw or something of one of the prostitutes that got killed. And it also had... they tested it and they found some other DNA on it. So they went back and got a lot of the different relatives of the... suspects, and it turned out to be that Kaminsky guy that was one of the main suspects.
Well, of course, he's dead now, so you can't punish him.
No, but that's a big story on Facebook. Now, whether or not it's true or not, I don't know.
But. Yeah, but over the years, they've said a lot of people were Jack the Ripper. Even there's even a book that says a woman committed the crimes. So, I don't know. There's a pub.
Yeah.
But anyway, I encourage anybody and everybody to, even though that's crappy quality on YouTube, to seek it out and watch it, because by the way, Michael Biehn's in it, for those of you that know who that is and have seen him in things like Terminator and stuff. So he plays the crazy doctor on there. And I'm telling you, if his portrayal of that doctor does not make your skin crawl, there's something wrong with you, because I got the creepy crawlies just watching it again. And I haven't seen it since it came out the first time around. I remember my mom and I watching it. It was creepy then. It's still creepy now. And it being based on a true story makes it even more creepy. But I'm going to quit talking and let Steve sign off of here before he goes to sleep.
And just looking at the pictures off of James Remnar and Michael Beck, man, Michael Beck has got gray hair. From the Warriors.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, James Remar kind of looks similar to what he is.
Yeah.
He's got big, nice arms for a 50-something-year-old guy, or maybe even closer to 60.
Steve wants to be able to do that when he gets old.
Yeah, I want to be one of those old guys in the gym that has an old face, but, you know, a pumped-up body. But I'm going to try to watch this movie. Have you ever seen the movie The Dead?
Mm-mm.
Well, the original movie came out a couple years ago. I think it takes place in Africa, and it was about the zombie outbreak. And this guy was trying to reach somewhere to get his family or his kid or something. And then they made the sequel called The Dead 2, India.
Oh, lovely.
So...
Steve, it sounds like crap. I hate to tell you, but...
Don't you think I know?
Well, Steve will try it regardless.
I'll give it a shot. So, we'll be back after one of these messages.
Come with us, if you dare, into a twilight world of unspeakable horror.
You must die. Everybody must die.
Sample, if you dare, the deadly passion of the vampire lovers. Vampire lovers. Perverted creatures of the night find their victims everywhere. The unsuspecting merrymakers in glittering ballrooms with their young and tender throats. The sleeping beauties whose troubled dreams turn into real, terrifying nightmares.
There was a cat! A huge cat!
For God's sake, save her!
Thousands more. Beware. Beware the cold caress, the kiss that kills. Beware the vampire lovers.
Fuck you in your little dick-ass studio, but most of all, fuck you! God!
Dana's doing dishes just like Amy Lynn Best. In the Dead Pit interview.
Amy Lynn Best probably looked better doing her dishes than I do. So.
No comment. I mean her, not you. Way better. So we watched another sexual freedom movie, Dana, but this time it was in Germany.
Yeah, and I don't think this one was explicit as the Denmark one. This one was...
Something's... Rotten in Denmark, Dana.
Something dirty in Denmark.
Yeah, this one was more of like... it had a big hippie thing going on where people, this one woman had painted herself and she was nude, but she painted her body entirely black. And it was
that
really,
was at the beginning.
Yeah. I don't know. It wasn't as good as the other one.
That, it wasn't as interesting.
No, it was. They had some couple that they had running around in winter in Germany, just going to different locations while they played like really bad ripoff music. I thought it was more like Beatles ripoff music, but it was just weird generic music with vocals that didn't make any sense.
Pretty much.
So. That was from
so
like,
if you want to watch the better of the two that we
sexual
seen,
freedom movies,
Denmark is the winner.
You can wait for maybe Synapse will put a Blu-ray set out.
They might.
It'll be the exclusive Blu-ray steelbooks.
Well, they put somebody put Necromantic out, so I don't know.
So, what was else? We watched the
House of Blood or
Olaf. He did
the guy that does all these German movies.
He did pure Premutus, Lord of the Dead or something like that, and then he did Burning Moon. This movie is from like 2005. It's called House of Blood. And it really is the gore effects are awesome. But
yeah.
There's not very many of them, and it's spaced about with a lot of crap. I mean,
there's too much padding in it, I think.
Well, they rehashed the same story twice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, basically, there's an accident on this road, and a bunch of prisoners are released, and they have a doctor as a hostage, and they go to this wooded area and find this house, and there's some strange old kind of people in it. They're like old folky. Speaking a kind of a broken German English.
But evidently, the doctor had met the one girl. When
well, that's the second
boy.
Time. Yeah. That's I don't even know what that is. But anyway, they start turning into like vampire creatures, and they start killing.
Look like From Dusk Till Dawn vampires.
They start killing all the prisoners, and then he escapes, and then he gets locked up for some reason. And then he gets on a. He's getting shipped off to Seattle, which all these people are talking is with German accents, so it's pretty funny.
Some kind of foreign accent.
And then then that bus gets turned over again, and then there's more convicts that go out to the house and take the doctor with him. And
it basically, yeah, happens all over.
It happens at the end. It happens again. So it's the gore effects are good, but other than that, I would say not recommend it.
Not unless you want to sit and watch the same thing two or three times.
And it's so long. It's like an hour and 42 minutes, which is...
I wanted Steve to watch Deadly Intentions, but he wouldn't watch it with me.
So, anyway, hopefully by tomorrow, Dana will have something to talk about.
Steve's about to step in the dog water dish.
We'll talk about the Prom Night Blu-ray, hopefully.
I'm supposed to get it tomorrow.
So that'll be our final movie of this show, but I'm going to try to watch, I think it's from either Bava, Lamberta Bava, or Bruno Mattei. It's from 2004.
That's two totally different types of movies, Steve.
I think it's Bruno Mattei, but it's called The Tomb, so I'm going to give that
Bruno Mattei, will be absolutely crazy.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Didn't he do Nightmare City? Or who did Nightmare City?
Yeah, Vincent Don is I think that's who did it. Vincent Don, which is Bruno Mattei.
AKA Bruno Mattei.
So, we'll be back and hopefully talk about The Tomb.
And Prom Night.
Yeah, and Prom Night. Bye.
If I can get Steve to watch it again. Bye.
I'll have to watch it. Bye.
Two of us need look no more. We both found what we were looking for. When call my own. I'll never be alone, and you, my friend, will see you've got a friend in me. Ben, you're always running here and there. You're not wanted anywhere. If you ever look behind and don't like what you find, there's something you should know. You've got a place to go.
You've got a place to go.
I used to say, I used to say, I and me, now it's us, now it's we. Then most people would turn you away.
Turn you away.
I don't listen to a word they say. They think again they had a friend like Ben. A friend like Ben. A friend like Ben.
Back after a long, long day.
It was a short day, actually. It disappeared.
But I finished up The Tomb by Bruno Mattei. Really horrible and not fun at all.
No, it wasn't like Nightmare City.
This was filmed, looked like on video. And in like 2004, even though it seemed like it was the everything was there to be decent, it just wasn't. Maybe it was filmed 20 years previously, it would have been a classic, or so
it
bad.
No, it wouldn't have been a classic, Steve. Not that movie.
But anyway,
it was too damn long too.
What did we watch first last night?
Before you watched The Tomb or whatever.
After The Tomb. Okay. Watched one, I remember now. You didn't watch any of it, I don't think.
Where
it
was I?
Over at the neighbors.
Oh.
The witch who came in from the sea.
I was in here doing in the kitchen doing stuff.
I've wanted to see this for a while, and I've had it for a while. And I, for some reason, thought it was Italian, but nope, it's not Italian. It's basically about a chick. It's kind of nuts, and she's
kind of nuts. She was real nuts.
I don't know if she really killed the first couple of guys, but she's having fantasies about tying up guys and seducing them and then killing them. So I don't know if those were fantasies or if she really did them or not. But she actually did kill somebody with a razor. And stuff like that. It's just a very strange movie. I just happened to see that it was going to get re-released either on Blu-ray or something, and I was like, really? But I don't know. It's just a very weird, weird movie.
It was weird. All right. I did see the tail end of it, but I didn't. I wasn't able to get much out of it. I think I was fixing fried pickles.
Yeah.
Vegetable soup.
Yay. Well, we can talk about a little bit about yesterday. We decided we was going to take some movies and stuff to Nalea.
Oh, the dog wants to
she's
talk.
She's got rabies. We went to the, we have a book and music exchange, so we wanted to exchange some movies. Uh-huh. So we took a bunch of stuff and got like $35 credit.
And we saw a kid that had ADHD.
Well, there's about to be a dead kid in there. Oh. But we, I ended up getting, Nurse 3D, which Dana doesn't know why, but
it happened yesterday and I still have yet to figure out why Steve wasted a trade-in on that.
Because it's fucking awesome. It's so bad, it's great. And it's in 3D.
I don't think even 3D can say that movie.
So, and then I got Suzuki Western Django. I think that's how you say it.
That might be worth watching.
I got the 10 of it. Well, Steelbook, I guess is what the better...
Yeah, it
it's on DVD, but it's just a weird, wacky... Western, in China,
mm-hmm.
and Quentin Tarantino's at the beginning of it. So, and he plays a character in the movie. So it's just a very weird movie, but I've been wanting to see it again. So this will give the perfect opportunity. Dana Lynn.
I got, The French Connection on Blu-ray with a ton of extras. I've been wanting this one on Blu-ray for a long time. And I also got one of those, was it Mill Creek Entertainment, one of those multi-packs.
Yeah, it's got a like
public domain stuff on it, I guess.
It's got Point of Terror and
Driller
Killer.
Phone,
yeah.
A ton of other stuff
but,
on it. Just for fun, it didn't cost that much.
It didn't cost anything.
Well, it didn't cost us anything because we got credit.
We're going to take a bunch of more shit in probably about 2 weeks or so.
But we got to tell this because the guys that work at that store are probably not going to listen to our show.
Well, okay.
I think
about the kid?
No, about what happened with one of your disc sets that you were going to...
I took in the Lord of the Rings extended editions on DVD, the big ones that look like books, and I took them in there because I got the Blu-ray extended editions, and he said that, I mean, that was one of the, Twin Towers, he goes, has got a cracked disc, and I was like, to be honest with you, there were so many of those books there on the shelf, I figured they wouldn't even want any of them, because they already had like 4 or 5 copies of each movie, but he said there was a cracked disc or something, but we looked at him when I got home. I couldn't find anything.
And I'm thinking he got confused because he almost said Twin Peaks, I think. And I think he might have kept Twin Peaks and maybe Twin Peaks.
So, I took in Twin Peaks Season 2 because the Season 1 set just looks really good.
And I have Season 2 on a DVD set, but I really don't need it now because we've got...
Yeah, we got the Blu-ray. That's another thing. We got some movies in, and I got the Blu-ray of Twin Peaks.
Was it for a good deal?
For $60 shipped. So, I mean, I don't know. It'd probably be a lot. I guarantee this will go down to like, I would say it's either going to be, in the end, it'll be $39.99 or $49.99, something like that. But, oh well.
But I thought that was a good deal that Steve...
Well, yeah, it's come down $40-$50. Mm. Uh-oh. We have a creaky door or frog.
That was Linnea.
Yeah, we'll go with that. And also got the Blade Trilogy on Blu-ray for like $10 at Walmart. We also saw that they had Blade 2 on Blu-ray for $10.
By itself.
So, but I've been wanting to see Blade again. I think the first movie is my favorite. I like the second one a lot too, but the third one is goofy, but I'll probably watch it again just to... I mean, it definitely is not as good as the first two, but, you know, for $10, I can retire the Blade DVD, which is an awesome DVD. I'm just hoping they have the extras on the Blu-ray. That was a great DVD when I first got it in the, first couple years of DVD that I had, and it has a great extras, great menus and everything, but, it'd be cool to upgrade it to HD. And we're just going to skip ahead to today before we get to the final movie. Dana made me watch this. What year is it from?
1985. And I remember my mom and I watching this. But I think everybody's heard what I think of the movie.
Deadly Intentions. It's a case about, I guess they said that the husband, doctor, was going to go kill his wife.
He scared her on purpose all the time.
According to this movie, he was horrible. He was just like and then the wife makes the same face after everything.
He brought that up.
I wish they had more music in it. You could have like that startling music every time that she did it. Every time that he did something that was off the wall or cruel or whatever, she would make the same face.
She'd open her mouth
and
her eyes would look all funny. She said her eyes look like they're about a mile apart.
They do there. She has weird eye placement on her head. I mean, 3 hours. I mean, this was a two-night, four-hour miniseries. But golly, even when the commercials cut out, it seemed like it was
3 hours and 9 minutes.
And this is after I ran two and a half miles. And then we walked about another mile or two. A mile and a half, 2 hours.
Because I had to get ready for my new job, which starts tomorrow morning.
So, yeah, we did a trial run, but, of course, we screwed it up. And then
now I know. So.
Yeah, but still, it's a long walk.
We had Wendy's after that.
Yay.
We were hungry.
Yeah, Wendy's. But, my God. So, that was enduring.
But Steve, what, I mean, other than it being long and that chick making that face all the time, what did you think of the movie?
I thought it was hilarious.
Michael Biehn was in it.
I thought it was hilarious.
You thought it was hilarious?
Yeah.
I didn't think it was hilarious. He threw
a little cat against the wall and it crossed the room and hit the wall, and I thought that was funny. I thought that the tarantula just randomly on the wall scaring his wife was funny.
For some reason, when my mom and I watched it years ago when it came out, I thought that he put that spider there. But upon watching it again, you don't see anything where he's placed it anywhere.
Well, this is a tarantula. It's not a fucking little baby spider.
But
down
in Florida, though.
So either it's been embellished in this book, in this TV movie, or it was not that big, or it never even happened. So we don't know.
Well, okay, maybe we should ask Adam Beck if there's spiders that big down in Florida.
They don't get, I'm not doing that, okay? So.
It was just an idea, because he lives down there.
But it was just funny. Evidently, back in those days, you could just make fake photo IDs and get on planes.
And pretend like, and take the name of a mental patient.
I mean, do everything. But anyway, back in those days, TV movies didn't have to be that good.
Well, this was based on a real...
No, it's not.
It was based on a real crime case that happened.
Based on a book. I guarantee... And
the
then
book was based
plus
on
this,
the case.
They fucking changed some stuff. They combined characters. I know that. But then it's not real. It's just they made some of this more dramatic just for the movie. But anyway, I'm not going to go.
Well, I'm going to get the book shortly for like 99 cents.
Free 99. But, okay. To the main course, Dana finally got her Prom Night Blu-ray from
Yay.
Synapsis. And
you want to hear my thoughts on it?
Well, let me give you mine because mine's shorter.
All right.
Okay, I guess we can both agree on the transfer is top notch.
Awesome. Thanks, Synapse.
Donnie May.
Yeah.
Donnie May's Jr.
Thanks to Don May.
So, and I mean.
Oh, and thanks to, I'll talk about this a little bit more in a minute. Thanks to Michael Felcher for some excellent features.
Yeah, we'll get into that. But definitely, it was looked awesome. It sounded really good.
Yeah, Steve could hear breaking glass and things like that out of the speakers.
So they really did a good job on the. There was
the ice cream man.
And so it was just the best this movie's ever looked. So, I mean.
And it's probably the best it ever will look.
And you can really tell that Jamie Lee Curtis was hot as hell in this movie. So, I could tell that before, but this, you can really see her ass and she's moving around, dancing. And
Jordache jeans.
Yeah, Jordache jeans that were too tight. And they were a little too high, too, but I think that's the way everybody wore them.
Everybody wore them. At least it didn't look like that movie, The Last Slumber Party, where they had baggy pants all the way up to their boobies.
Man, she's not like she's like super older, but she looks. Laurie Strode, and I mean, just 2 years, maybe a year and a half apart.
Mm-hmm.
She looks. The characters are completely different, and she looks, you know, she was very naive and all that stuff, vulnerable. And in this movie, she's like just very ballsy and kind
of. I think the character of Kim Hammond on Prom Night was more like who Jamie Lee Curtis really was.
Yes, I think that's more.
Laurie Strode was not Jamie Lee Curtis. Was.
This is probably just her. This is Jamie Lee Curtis in this movie, mm-hmm. and so it was fun to see. And then she's hot and. All that, and it just seemed like more interacting between these kids was kind of, at least between her and her friends, were a little bit seemed realistic to me. But of course, everybody in this movie looks like they should be in like the third year of college, if not
Do
older.
Do you think they look that old?
Fuck yeah, they look in their 20s.
Well,
nobody in this movie that looks like they should be in high school except. Some of the extras.
Yeah, okay, I was going to say, some of the, especially in the prom scene, when they're all standing around there watching Jamie Lee Curtis dance with that Casey Stevens, that when they're going around there, there are some kids that look like they're freshmen or, you know, which I don't know what they'd be doing going to a prom unless they were going to somebody older, but maybe they didn't make those rules.
But... Just talk about the movie, not the extra that we watched. Go
not
ahead.
The extras?
Not just yet.
Well, what can I say except the transfer is awesome. Everybody knows what Prom Night's about, huh?
Okay, so...
Well, I mean, I didn't think I'd rehash...
No, I didn't know what you were going to say, but okay, so... We'll go on, we watched the... What was it? The something about Hamilton High, I forgot what it was called.
Alexander Hamilton High.
No...
What? Oh, you're talking about the extra.
The extra from
the Horrors of Hamilton High or something like that.
And it was really cool. They were trying to get one of the things that I never heard of is they were probably trying to get Eve Plum.
They were trying to get Eve Plum
from the Brady Bunch.
I listened to part of the commentary last night.
And basically, didn't Jamie Lee Curtis's thing,
her
manager said, hey, you want Jamie Lee Curtis in this thing?
And then Jamie Lee Curtis came in and said, I want to do it, you know. And the director was trying to convince the producer to get Jamie Lee Curtis because he was like, no, we want Eve Plum. And it's like, you got Eve Plum or Jamie Lee Curtis? No offense to Eve Plum, but I don't think the movie would have been as good if you didn't have Jamie Lee Curtis.
Jamie Lee Curtis... is pretty a tall chick, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, she's taller than me, but in this movie, she's pretty tall compared to pretty much... All of them are either a little shorter or about the same height. And Eve Plum, I mean, I'm pretty sure she's like 5 foot.
She's petite.
So she wouldn't have that... She wouldn't... You know, they could have done stuff to make her interesting, but she wouldn't have like been like this imposing character.
Mm-hmm.
And command your attention.
I don't think she would have been able to pull that sarcasm off, you know, in the scenes with Kim and Wendy where they're kind of sparring with each other a little bit. I just don't think Eve Plum could have carried that the way Jamie Lee Curtis does.
Eve Plum, at least as far as what I've seen, I mean, just from the Brady Bunch and stuff, she didn't seem like she had that kind of attitude and could do that kind of dialogue would convincing like Jamie Lee Curtis did it like it was her doing it, so it didn't seem like it was acting. But I mean, I thought the documentary, which I don't know, 20 minutes or something, 25 minutes, 30 minutes, was really fun and interesting. And
I do think Michael Tuff's interviews were done. I could be wrong, but I think they were done at Horror Hound.
Dana recognized the shirt. She got a picture.
Because when I got a picture, Steve took our picture together. He had that same shirt on. I know he did. And
so, but I'll let you talk a little bit more about some of the extras that, or what, you know, commentary, whatever you watched when
I didn't listen to all the commentary because I fell asleep, but Steve was correct on one thing he was trying to tell me last night, and I said, no, I don't think so, but it turns out he was right. The stuff about the killer breaking out of the mental hospital and killing the nurse, that was an extra thing that was added later.
Told you.
Well, I guess Steve heard that somewhere,
yeah,
or read it somewhere.
I did.
And so I don't remember a whole lot about the commentary because, like I said, I got really sleepy and fell asleep before it was over with. So I'm going to have to, it's not that it wasn't good, it's just that I was really super tired. And I had read somewhere that somebody said the guy that was the moderator for this, I wish they had Michael Felcher to be the moderator, and I'm not trying to be offensive to the guy that was moderating, and if he's somebody that works for Synapse or something, I'm sorry, but the person that was giving this review said that the guy that was a moderator was annoying, and I have to admit a little bit, he's got a, who's that guy that, is his name Kim Newman that does the, like, the video nasty stuff?
I'm sorry, I don't know.
Well, he's got one of those voices like that guy. And it just, after a while, and the guy can't help it, it just gets on your nerves after a while. He has just one of those goofy sounding voices, either like that guy or, gosh, I can't remember that guy's name, but he was on the Woodstock movie. He has a voice like both of those guys.
I mean, did you watch any of the outtakes or anything?
Yeah, I did watch the outtakes.
Were they like goof-ups or were they just different scenes?
Well, there was at least one scene. They showed this in the little featurette about the making of it when they had the clapboard,
yeah,
or whatever around Leslie Nielsen, and he kind of,
yeah,
goes back and kind of frowns a little bit. Looks like Frank Drebin.
Yeah, they had a lot of they had stories about,
oh,
Leslie Nielsen on the
having a fart machine.
Yeah, and he would do a lot of farts, and they were something. I forgot who did he go to the bar with. Was it Michael Tough or Jeff Wilcott? They went to a bar, and
it was one of those.
And Christopher Plummer was there, and they were
kept doing
that. And Christopher Plummer didn't know what to think, or he thought it was stinking, but it wasn't really, it wasn't real farts.
And
but
if you don't want to know a lot about the feature at the making of, then don't listen to this part, but I have to tell the story that Michael Tough told on
Hanging Tough
about Jamie Lee Curtis. He said when the first time he met her on the set, she was like, come on, little brother, we gotta get close, because they play brother and sister on the movie. So she takes him out to this clothing store, picks up a bra and holds it up in front of him. She says, what do you think, baby brother? Will this fit or whatever? And he was 17 years old at that time. And so he said he was a hormonal male. He said he probably still turned like so many shades of red when she did that.
Well, I mean, its jeans probably a little tighter than they should have been.
Probably.
But they got stuff in here like the some of the scenes they did for the TV broadcast.
But of course, I had seen all that stuff because Steve got a hold of a copy of the TV version that NBC or whatever,
yeah,
showed. And so I've seen all of those extra scenes, actually.
Next, they got some radio spots that are exclusive to the Blu-ray.
Yeah, I didn't get around to
listening
to those. I need to do that.
I would guess that they probably say, if you're not home by midnight, you won't be coming home.
Or what was the other? They thought no one would ever know, but somebody already knows or something like that. It's just...
So... And we also
an excellent Blu-ray, and I recommend if you haven't picked up a copy, you need to get a copy right now.
Buy two or three copies.
And do like Wes Vance does and try to offload a couple of them.
Nah, but congratulations to Phil Pine. He won our copy of Miss 45, which I actually, for some reason, got an extra copy about 3 and 4 months after I ordered it. So... we sent that out, so
and
you should.
We hope Phil enjoys Miss 45 and all its Blu-ray.
I still haven't watched it on Blu-ray.
I have.
I know.
It's
but
well worth watching.
I want to see it. So, that is it for this. God, it feels like it's been a month in the making. So, we'll try to do it again soon. So,
maybe I can talk Steven to doing another commentary.
No, not for a little while. We done.
I'm gonna make him do a commentary for Deadly Intentions.
No,
he can talk about
God.
He can talk about that chick's facial expression.
I would. You would hear snoring for about an hour or two.
No, you didn't go to sleep.
Not this time, but I had to watch it ever again. I would.
Nah, I'll feed you full of energy drink.
But everything's all right.
Yeah.
On prom night.
Yeah.
Bye.
Go out and buy it.
Bye. I'm getting out of here because Dana will keep talking.
Bye.
Bye. We're done.
Are you a dark dreamer?
Out of here!